DNS is the directory service of the internet, if you will. That's what converts the name that you type to an IP address, which is actually how the packets find one another. By digitally signing the answers to those, we're ensuring that they haven't been forged or corrupted in any way on the way to the intended recipient, so that when you type in, you know, a website that you would like to go to, the answer that you get from our servers or from anyone else who chooses to do DNSSEC will be a digitally signed answer that will be authenticated.
And does it mitigate all threats, all DNS attacks?
Well, it's certainly not going to mitigate all DNS attacks. In fact, it might even create some new ones. Packets are more complicated now. They're larger. So that's one aspect of it that complicates things a little bit. But from a security perspective, DNS up until today had literally no security associated with it whatsoever, other than a serial number that had to be attached to the message. That was pretty easily forged, and there's been some publicized papers on how that could be done trivially. So what this does is this prevents a foreign answer or a forged answer from reaching the intended recipient and directing them to a different location than where they should be going.
In the blogosphere I've been reading, have compared this to IPv6 in terms of an internet standard that was kind of a long time coming and a lot are still struggling to cope with. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
I think it is a fair comparison. They've both been adopted or at least ratified standards for a number of years, 10 or more years. But in comparing DNSSEC to IPv6, I think it is a fair comparison because they're both complicated changes to the infrastructure. There hasn't really been a significant change in DNS really in the last 25 years. The same thing with the IP address system. In order to make a subtle change to that, there's a lot of equipment that relies on it performing the way that it currently is today. So any change in that could potentially cause disruption in pockets that we're not even aware of. You know, someone has an old router in an old building someplace that doesn't understand IPv6 or doesn't understand that a DNS packet can be larger than it is today. Those things create problems. And so we've spent the last couple of years, VeriSign has, in working with equipment vendors to find out which versions need to be patched, which pieces of hardware on the internet infrastructure don't work with DNSSEC. And we've been working through those issues, and we deployed a interoperability lab about a year ago. And we've had a number of vendors bring equipment in, including home routers that people have. Now, initially, we don't expect a large uptake in DNSSEC. It's not for everyone, and everyone probably won't implement it right out of the gate. But what we're doing today is we're putting the underpinnings in to allow that to happen so that the rest of the internet can implement DNSSEC as they see fit and as soon as they want to. Until now, if they had chosen to implement DNSSEC, most of the underpinnings weren't there for them to do it. It had to be sort of cobbled together.
So obviously here at Federal News Radio, we deal with the federal government, and we do a lot of reporting about TIC, their Trusted Internet Connection Policy. Is DNSSEC going to affect that at all? Or, I mean, has the federal government started preparing for DNSSEC, to your knowledge?
Oh, they sure have. Actually, the U.S. government 2 years ago actually started the process of rolling out DNSSEC within the .gov domain. Now, that has taken longer than they would have liked, and one of the reasons it has taken longer than they would have liked is that in the process of implementing, they're starting to see that it's not as easy to implement as traditional DNS, and it's a bit more complicated than most people think on paper, and that's why you do read in blog spheres where people will say, well, this has taken far too long to implement. It's taken as long as it's taken to implement because we're talking about a fundamental change to the way that the internet does domain name lookups today if they choose to use DNSSEC. Now, the great way about the way that it's being implemented today is that everyone doesn't have to implement DNSSEC overnight. We're not causing, you know, this tidal wave of everyone having to rush to their routers and start to make changes. What we're doing is we're enabling the fundamental core piece at the root of distributing keys and signing the root answers from the very top. And there's a very select few people who run those services today. So, and they've all been working together for this unified rollout.
You talked a little bit about what VeriSign's been doing with DNSSEC. If you could go into a little more detail, have you been helping the federal government out? And I understand you have a panel coming up, so if you could touch on that too.
We have been working with virtually everyone who runs DNS infrastructure, and that includes the federal government. We've been working with ISPs. We've been working with equipment manufacturers like Cisco and software vendors like Microsoft. So we've been working with all of them to explain to them our findings, where we see potential problems, some lessons learned. We've published a white paper, actually a couple of white papers, and have talked to folks like yourselves who have listeners and readers who are involved in the infrastructure to try to educate them on what the potential pitfalls could be and what the benefits are. In that process, you know, we've set up the Interoperability Lab. We've done a tremendous amount to try to educate the internet as to what it all means. Black Hat, we've got a panel together which will include myself, Dan Kaminsky, Dan Makapetris, and others that will be discussing, you know, what led up to this change, you know, how is the change going to make a difference, and what are some of the potential risks to try to do it too early if you think if you're not actually ready for it, what's actually could potentially happen if you haven't done everything that you need to do to get ready for it.